end war.
And what else are you doing to kind of capitalize on the momentum of the CD and the movie to kind of get your message out? Anything else that you're working on?
Well, I work with a lot of different veterans groups, and one website I always like to turn people onto is optruth.org, optruth.org, which is a group of veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq and soldiers who are still there who are posting their thoughts and feelings about what's happening over there. And some of them are as simple as, you know, we had a sandstorm today and I got sand in my eyes and my teeth. And some of them are really very political, and some of them are really sad. But it's all great real life expressions of what's happening there. And it's, they're also a lobby for Congress to make sure that veterans, when they come home, are receiving access to health care, which continues to be cut as Congress continues to spend more money on the war.
Are you trying to get involved in, and I know you obviously are with the movie, but in any campaigning actively for any policies in terms of pullout or the election?
I'm somebody who believes in an immediate withdrawal of all troops. We have a failed policy there. And to think that we have, we're there to liberate people is not really the case. We're there to control the land and the oil. And I'm somebody who advocates an immediate withdrawal. And some people say that, well, it's going to bring the country into chaos. Well, since our time first attacking in 1991 and the sanctions that followed that, and the war now, we've done nothing but bring them chaos. And I say the Iraqi people, which are very intelligent, which have been wanting freedom for so long, allow them to have their opportunity to create their own democracy.
So you're going to be kind of getting the word out and getting the movie and the music out on this tour, and then what can we expect to hear from Michael Sfronti and Spearhead after that? What's planned?
Well, I've been working on another film. Last week I was in Japan interviewing Hiroshima atomic bomb survivors, people in their 70s and 80s who were injured and burned during the blast, who survive and who have undergone various diseases related to low-level radiation. I've also been in Northern Ireland interviewing people there. And this spring we're going to South Africa and to Northern Uganda to meet with people there. And the film is kind of about forgiveness and how do people get through very difficult conflicts between groups of people and come out on the other side, and are they able to, and I really want to learn the ways that they've used in their life to move past things and how they've been able to find love, or in some cases not been able to find love, and what the results of that have been too.
What did you, on that same topic, what did you learn about that on this trip?
Well, and there's always so much history that goes into situations. And so when you look at them on the surface, you think, well, gosh, why don't people just stop the fighting? You know, it seems really simple. And then you start to understand the history and you realize, wow, there's so many years of this. Now, how can we move on? Somebody at some point has to let go, has to say, okay, I'm willing to take a risk, you know, and it takes incredible courage to do that. And I've seen and been inspired by the courage of those who have been able to move through that. But first it takes acknowledgement of the past and an understanding of the past and a real telling of truth. And so that people can say, okay, my pain is acknowledged, and now I can let it go.